USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Miami, President Trump has some strong words for the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro.
Maduro is not a Venezuelan patriot. He is a Cuban puppet. That's what he is.
The president continues.
The Venezuelan people have spoken, and the world has heard their beautiful voice. They are turning the page on socialism, turning the page on dictatorship, and there will be no going back.
Jesse Smollett has no plans on meeting with the Chicago police. That's a statement that was released from the Empire actor's attorneys after cops requested to meet with him again, amid reports he may have planned the assault on himself. The two Nigerian brothers arrested in connection with the reported crime are no longer suspects and may have been hired by Smollett himself. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A former Democratic congressman finishes his prison term. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Democratic Congressman from New York, Anthony Weiner, known as a serial sexter, is a free man now, but he'll have to register as a sex offender. That former New York congressman was released from Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, over the weekend after serving most of the time he was sentenced to, 21 months, for sexting with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017, released slightly early because of good behavior, according to officials. It's unclear where the 54-year-old Weiner is now staying, although reports have him either at a halfway house or under home confinement in Manhattan under supervision.
The FAA is looking into Southwest Airlines and how they track checked bags on their flights. A report came out that said employees may have possibly made mistakes that caused pilots to compute the wrong weight of planes at takeoffs. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Residents of Stockton, California have been through a lot, from widespread foreclosures to the city going bankrupt. Starting on Friday, a bunch of Stockton residents will be getting a monthly payment of $500. This is known as a universal basic income. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She explains more about this program in Stockton on Fox News.
So they've created a very targeted, narrow program. It's not really a UBI program at all. What it does is it affects about 4% of the population in Stockton. It goes, this $500 they're giving out only goes to people below a certain median income, which is actually the opposite of a UBI program. A UBI program says everyone, regardless of income, regardless of employment, gets a payout. The thinking being that this gets rid of the disincentives for people who are getting aid to not find work. Now, in Finland and in Canada, they've tried these programs, and they have found the opposite to be true. They have found that by paying people not to work, you don't create any incentives to attach people to the workforce anymore, so that creates some problems.
As far as if these programs work, Dupler says,
It's amazing to me. Proponents of a UBI program, they say that this is a way to get rid of inequality and to help people who can't work. But you look at the examples of places that have tried this that have really robust social safety nets, and they even say that this does nothing to try and correct those inequalities. And everywhere, Finland and Canada, as I mentioned before, that have tried these programs have canceled them because they have shown to be ineffective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.